Discovery Museum presents Snowflake Science. As the weather turns colder, we start to imagine waking up one morning to a world of white. We wonder, will today be the day? Will we see our first real snow? Snowflakes are amazing, and they really are something to be excited about seeing. They are unique crystals of ice that form around a nucleus, center, usually made of dust or other small debris in the air. Way high up in the sky, water condenses, turns from gaseous water vapor to liquid water, and freezes into clear ice crystals around these dusty specks. What forms is a snowflake? If you've ever seen a picture of a snowflake up close, you might have noticed that it looks the same around all of its edges. When the ice crystals form to make the branches of the snowflake, they do it with what's known as radial symmetry. Radial symmetry means that if you imagine a snowflake as a circle, where each branch acts as a radius, the distance from the center of a circle to its outer perimeter, each one of those branches will be symmetrical, the same on all sides, from the center moving outward. When these symmetrical crystals form, in a perfect snowflake, they will always form six branches coming out from the middle. Make a snowflake. Design a snowflake pattern that exhibits radial symmetry. There are a few different projects you can try to create your symmetrical snowflake. Ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help you make your own snowflake. But let's go over the instructions. First up, the chenille stem challenge. If you want to make sure you have the right number of branches, you'll want to start by creating your snowflake base. You will need chenille stems, pipe cleaners, and beads or other decor to make this snowflake. First, take three chenille stems and line them up with one another horizontally so they are parallel. You may want to trim them to be about half or two-thirds their length to make a smaller snowflake. Pinch your fingers from your right hand near the middle with your pointer finger facing up, and pinch the fingers from your left hand near the middle with your thumb facing down. Twist the stems so that they become entwined and form a tight twist at the middle, which will serve as the nucleus of your snowflake. Spread out the branches of your snowflake so you have six stems spaced out evenly. Decorate with beads in a pattern so that each branch of the snowflake has the same pattern, moving from the nucleus out towards the edges of the snowflake. When you get towards the end of the branches, twist the remaining edge of the chenille stem so that it tucks around your last bead to lock your pattern in place. By building your design from the inside out and making each piece identical, you are building your pattern with radial symmetry, just like a real snowflake. Next up, the coffee filter classic. One of the ways you can test for symmetry is if something can be folded in half along an axis and have each half be identical. With the coffee filter snowflake, you'll be starting by folding on an axis and then creating your pattern. To make this snowflake, you will need a coffee filter and a pair of scissors. Fold the filter in half, then in half again. Do this one or two more times until you're left with a triangle with a rounded edge that is the width you want each of your pattern branches to be. Use the scissors to carefully cut segments out of the filter, making sure you go through all layers together. Once you are satisfied with your design, unfold your coffee filter and see what you've made. For an extra challenge, see if you can figure out why this snowflake isn't quite the right geometry to represent a real one. Hint, how many branches should you have? That completes this issue of Discovery Museum Presents Snowflake Science. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Laura Bogart.